This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime we can get together, it's an exciting experience. Doug Steffen here presenting the DJV experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen at the controls. Let's get to a couple of trending items. Jennifer, what do you have that seems to be hot?
Well, the hottest of hot stories today is the Inspector General's report, and that is expected to come out later this afternoon. The president is going to be briefed on it early this morning, and then it will be released for everyone and be posted online. This was a probe that was done by the Inspector General at the Department of Justice. His name is Michael Horowitz, and this was released back in May. However, the Department of Justice has gotten a hold of it, which I think is funny. Someone audits you, and then you give it back to the person that audited you, right, that was the subject of the audit, and they get to redact it. Is that really that fair? They get to take out the parts that they don't like?
Yeah.
But in any case, 500 pages plus will be released, and this has already led to reassignments and departures at the highest levels of the FBI. Most notably, former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe left the Bureau in January as watchdogs finished their report for the Inspector General. Later, he was fired outright by the Department of Justice. So the people that are most nervous about this report today would be former FBI Director James Comey and Andrew McCabe, the Deputy Director at the FBI. And this has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton so much. The subject is Hillary Clinton's email investigation from 2016, but it's about how the Department of Justice handled it. Was there wrongdoing? Were they already predetermining outcomes? That's going to be the question answered by the Inspector General, who has been in his position for a number of years under multiple administrations and seems capable of providing a good independent review of what actually happened. So,
and his closest friend is Vladimir Putin. There you go, ladies.
Michael Horowitz?
So, yeah, of course. Right there. And everybody?
Okay.
It's suspected to do, connected to Putin. He's the bad guy. Everybody,
sure,
the bad guy is connected to Putin. It's a matter,
okay,
of
theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, right. Didn't know, but okay.
Next.
Now, all right, next story of the day is a fun one. Apparently, there's a new trend in plastic surgery, and it seems as the stigma lifts, more men are opting for plastic surgery.
Yay!
They're getting everything from torso tucks to Botox.
Yeah.
And it's everybody from aging executives who are trying to look younger in the workplace to male models who want to make a bigger splash on the runway. It seems more men are now turning to plastic surgery to improve their look. Their number, and the reason this is a trend, story is that the number of plastic surgery procedures performed on men rose 30% between 2000 and 2017, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. They released those numbers yesterday. 1.3 million cosmetic procedures were performed on men last year alone.
Woo-hoo!
So the question that I have for you, Dougie, as our resident man, is have you or would you get plastic surgery?
Answer is yes to both of those questions.
Okay, so
you
what did you
need
get
it, though? You don't need it. I just saw you last week. Your
work
fine.
Was so
you don't
good.
Need it.
I had a lot of acne on my face as a youngster. So when I was in my 30s, I had my face, Pam the Knife was the doctor in New York who did it. And she tightened up my face a bit. You can't notice it. You would never, ever know. That's how good she is. But I was not happy with the way I, for whatever reason, had lots and lots of acne when I was a kid. Very oily skin, and it left its impact on me, so I just decided I wanted it to go away. And so she fixed it, and that's the That's what I had
done. Hey, be thankful for that oily skin, because that's why you look so young.
Yes. Yeah.
People with dry skin always look older. You know, as you get older, your skin naturally dries out anyway. So.
Would I do it again, or would I do something else again? I don't know. I'm happy with the way I look at the moment, so I don't know what
you look great.
I
feel like men should really avoid Botox, though. I've never seen Botox.
Botox scares the hell out of me.
I've had Botox a million times. It's great, but
Do something else to you, though, besides just straighten out the wrinkles on your forehead?
No, it doesn't do anything.
I used to
date
a woman.
And my mother think it's actually the botulism from the cans that get dented. Yeah. So, only you and Fancy Nancy think that.
In the 80s, I was, when was it, the 80s, 90s, I was dating somebody in California for a couple of years. You remember her, Jennifer, the doctor, huh?
Doctor. Yeah, I think
so. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a shrink. And she would have these Botox injections like every month, and she had no wrinkles on her face whatsoever. But I just wondered.
Every month? That's a lot.
I thought.
Did she have any expressions? Yeah, at that point her face.
Yeah, she had some expressions, but they were mostly verbal. And anyway, she was a character. But that's that was my first experience with that. I never knew that even that stuff got done before she explained what went on under the circumstances. Is it something you'd like to have done? It depends. It's expensive oftentimes. Certainly it isn't. I watched that, you were laughing at me yesterday because I was looking at an old episode of Law and Order from 2006, and the subject line they went after a plastic surgeon for giving a patient a drug that killed her, and so he talked about how his patients loved him and they needed him because he performed things that made them feel better about themselves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think only you can feel good about yourself. Does it depend on your looks? It must, because there's a new plastic surgeon. Every time you turn around, every corner in every major city, there are plastic surgeons coming out of your ears. Los Angeles, my God.
I think what gets me is how many young people are choosing procedures, not even necessarily going under the knife, but lip fillers are huge. And Botox, people that are in their 20s are getting all of these things done. And it's like, usually this was something, at least when I was growing up, you waited till you were in your 40s or your 50s before you started like poking around on your face. But
the thing is, though,
I guess we're
Botox,
never happy.
Well, the younger you start, though, it prevents wrinkles, so you don't actually the wrinkles. Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why, a lot of dermatologists say, you know, if you want to start Botox in your 20s, it's obviously you're not going to have a whole face full of Botox. But in certain areas, like between your eyebrows, that's called the 11s, and around, like, so you can prevent getting crow's feet. If you start young, you'll never have to get a full facelift.
Your dermatologist will be able to take more vacations if you do that, too, which is really nice.
Also true. Also true.
All right, one more trending story today. Back to the world of politics. This, you just have to see. I've tweeted the video out. We'll share it on the DJV Twitter account as well. You can follow me at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, and, of course, at DJV Show. Levi Tilleman is someone who, unless you live in Colorado, you may not know who that is, but I discovered him yesterday. And I couldn't stop laughing. He's a Democrat who's running for Congress in Colorado, and he released a campaign ad featuring himself being pepper sprayed in the face in a bid to encourage non-lethal self-defense tools in schools to deter gun violence. So he's saying, instead of arming teachers, instead of worrying about armed guards on school campuses, that there should be a bottle of pepper spray in a glass case at each school that could be broken in the event that somebody comes in and starts trying to shoot up the place. Mm. Now, he said, look, there's no one that can escape the power of pepper spray. Watch. And he proceeds to spray himself in the face with pepper
spray. Genius.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Genius. I'm just saying, castration is also a non-lethal punishment for sex crimes. Is that going to be his next commercial?
There you go. All right, Victoria, will you take us to Puerto Rico to try to make something out of this request that was denied? The Puerto Ricans want to delay the information about the number of people that died.
Well, not the Puerto Ricans,
hurricane.
The Puerto Rican government.
The governor or the government?
Well, the governor had actually said that he wanted everything to be transparent, but then
Ricardo Rosilio, I think is his name.
Yeah,
right?
But then his own government, whoever is in charge of these medical records and death records, they're the ones who have been stalling on this. They're claiming it's because they want to protect the privacy of the families, but that's just such BS. I don't know. And of course, this is the people of Puerto Rico are furious, obviously, and rightfully so. There are still 16,000 homes that don't have electricity after all this time. And so there was a huge protest in San Juan where people brought a pair of shoes. I don't know if you saw images of this. It was really kind of powerful. They brought a pair of shoes from every loved one that they lost,
really?
And they put them
that.
All down in and marked them all down around the Capitol, and just to see each pair represent a life that had been lost, and to see how many were there. It was a very effective protest. So now the judge has said you have to release these records. CNN and another publication through the Freedom of Information Act, they sued the Puerto Rican government saying you can't sit on this documentation anymore. It has to be public, and it is public record. The judge agreed with CNN and this other publication, and so now starting, I believe it was Tuesday night, the Puerto Rican government has begun to comply with the court order. They've started letting some of the things trickle out, but it's the death toll. It's probably at this point, it's probably closer to 8,000 is what a lot of people on
the
ground say.
It was 4,600. That's really
it was 6,400 was the survey, but that was only 300 houses that those kids from Harvard had actually gone door to door. And so there are still morgues that have hundreds of bodies that have not been claimed. And so it's still such a crisis there. It
in
really
the morgues,
is.
How do they hold them in the morgues? They must be decomposing. If they put them in
they're refrigerator. In refrigerators. Yeah.
That many, they got that many refrigerators, hundreds of refrigerators to keep
across the island. There's 3.7 million Americans live there. So, you know, and again, they are Americans. We seem to keep forgetting that. If there were 8,000 or 6,000 or 4,000 Americans any other place that had died and no one talked about it, and the people are still struggling, I cannot imagine that we would allow that to go on. But we're letting it happen to Puerto Rico.
All right, I'm going to fix the problem of you assuming room temperature, as those people in Puerto Rico have, by getting on to Life Change Tea. It'll change your life. It'll get rid of the parasites, the organisms, the things that are living off you in your body. If you saw pictures of these worms crawling around inside of your body, you'd be on this thing. Like maybe now that I've suggested it, that's all it takes is a suggestion to get on to Life Change Tea. Victoria and I were talking about this earlier. What it does, the proprietary herbal formula, how it makes you gently feel like your body is better. You just feel better. You don't know really, why do I feel so good today? Is it the weather or is it the fact that I'm drinking Life Change Tea? Maybe it's a little of both. Those teas can help remove things like nicotine and secondhand smoke. That's why I'm doing it, because I have suffered from secondhand smoke. That cough that I have, that's all about what I got exposed to from my mother smoking when I was a kid. So here's the way to get rid of it. If you have that as a problem, maybe you don't even know it's a problem. Take it from me, it's a problem. So you want to flush your body of these toxins, the molds, the parasites, bacteria, whatever's in there. That's what this does. Get rid of the pesticides. Get rid of the GMO impact, the things that you're eating. GetTheTea.com is the website to go. You can't buy this in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com and cleanse your body. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and the folks will ship it to you without cost. GetTheTea.com. Get ready for a cleaner body, more energy. You'll drink it. You'll like it. I know you will. And because you can't get it in the stores, you got to go online and get it now. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. This would be good for everybody. Everybody needs to be on this. All right, so where are we? It looks like 21 after the hour. The DJV program. Food news coming up in the next half hour of our program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Throwback Thursday exercise, one of the most wonderful experiences you can have on the radio, listening to the DJV show in general, but this, because it gets me into my disc jockey mode, and Victoria, who puts all this stuff together, kind enough to go back to this week in 1972, when I was still a jock at the height of my career, introducing songs like this, the song from the Stones, This is Tumbling Dice, number 5, this week, 1972. Crank it up. Baby. You see Mick up there moving his hips around on the stage. Yeah, I think this is the song that has his big tongue hanging out from that album, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, my memory served me correctly. Okay, next, number 4, studio group called Gallery did a song, just a nice song called Nice to Be With You. This is, we were talking about Neil Diamond earlier, and how in the old days they used to book the studios and figure you could record one song an hour between rehearsals and stuff. And this was the perfect example of having an extra hour in the studio, a bunch of studio singers, musicians around, and what can we cook up in an hour? And that's what this is. That's what this song is. A 1 hour miracle. Nice to be with you. It's a nice, don't you think it's a friendly song? Do you like this picture?
Very friendly.
Yeah,
nice to listen to a nice, friendly
nice
song.
Right, exactly. Okay, just the opposite happening with the number 3 song from this year. I'm sorry, from this week in 1972. This is a fabulous R&B group from Philadelphia called the Shy Lights. They had hit after hit after hit after hit. And this, I believe, if I'm served right by my memory, was their first and perhaps their biggest song called Oh Girl. Goosebumps, listen. What am I going to do? Would you like this?
Hate hate this song.
You do? Really?
Yes.
No, really? Too bad.
I feel like somebody covered this as well in the 80s.
Oh, it's been covered 100 times.
Just as bad.
Oh, yeah. No, this has been covered. It doesn't sound any good unless you have the Shylights doing it. I'm sorry. I think I said they were in Philadelphia. They're actually from Chicago. Thus the name Shylights. Okay. But it was a Philadelphia sound. That was the Philadelphia, permanent Philadelphia sound as opposed to Motown. Number two this week, this is inescapably the most fabulous song. The staple singers, Mavis and her family, Taking You There. I'll take you there. Yep. That's Mavis.
Mercy.
She's still around, what, 40 years later singing this stuff?
She still sounds good.
Mavis is fabulous, man. She is fabulous. All right, Carrie, why don't you crack this up? I assist in this. Shake your piano. Uh-huh. Don't you like this? I could listen to this all day. But I can't get there because we got to go to number one. This is Sammy Davis Jr. with Mike Kerb's group. This is another studio group. 3 weeks at number one, The Candyman.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to The Candyman.
Another one you can't sit still.
Ooh, The Candyman.
The Candyman.
This song really creeps me out.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
It ought to. The modern day reading of this is different from what it was like then. Who can make a rainbow? Wrap it in the sun. All right. Anyway, top five songs this week, 1972, 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New gun control measures in one U.S. state, as there are six new such laws in place now in New Jersey. That's where the Democratic Governor Phil Murphy yesterday signed bills that include making it harder to carry a handgun, reducing magazine capacity, and strengthening background checks.
But unless and until that day that we have common sense laws coming from our Congress, our laws will continue to be able to reach only so far as our own borders.
Murphy commenting on the law that creates a strict definition for the justifiable need that residents must show to get a permit to carry a handgun.
Protecting the intent and strength of our handgun carry laws to keep guns off the street is common sense.
A possible tornado tears through northeastern Pennsylvania last night. Luckily, no one was killed. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is the DJ V Show. I'm Victoria. I'm the V, and I'm currently the only one here. Doug is probably checking on Daisy May, of course, the adorable bulldog that he recently adopted. We're talking about why you're never here when we come back from a break.
What do you mean never
you're
here?
Only
That's
with Daisy May.
Gross exaggeration. That's not true at all, but
you
I
are
was
with,
feeding Daisy
Yeah,
May.
You were with Daisy May.
Daisy May. We ought to put some more pictures up on Facebook. She's really a fabulous dog. My God, I have... I've been so thankful having found her. She's a fabulous, just a great little girl. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The name Rodney Smith mean anything to you? Rodney Smith. Man,
I don't think so.
On a mission. He is in the midst of a trip that will take him to every state in the nation by his declaration. He's decided he wants to go around the country mowing lawns for people who are elderly, disabled, single moms, and veterans. And he's doing it without charge. Again. He was pursuing an undergraduate degree in computer science at the Alabama A&M University. A year or two ago, he came across a senior mowing his lawn. After stopping to help the man finish, he said his life took on a new path. Quote, when I came across this older man, my life changed. He's 28 years old. He said, I remember a few years before that, I had a one-on-one conversation with God. I asked him to use me as his vessel, and it didn't happen right then at that moment. I believed it happened when I came across this elderly man mowing his lawn. After the encounter, he went on to create the Raising Men Lawn Care Service, based in Huntsville, Alabama, as part of providing free yard maintenance work. The organization also mentors children, teaches them about serving their community, and also lawnmower safety. So he goes around, mows lawns, and teaches youngsters in those communities how to mow the lawn safely. There are children signing up for this challenge with his group all around the country. They have a logo with the Raising Men picture on it. And he teaches them about protection and the different types of machinery and all that sort of thing. They receive a different colored shirt after every 10th lawn they mow as part of being in this volunteer group. And then some of them that have done 50 yards get a free lawnmower. This is pretty cool. The Queen of England has taken notice of this. On behalf of Her Majesty, the Governor of Bermuda presented Smith with an award because he is native from Bermuda. I just love these stories. 50 states and 50 lawns. And he has the dates that, for example, let's see, where is he? Today is Thursday, June 14th. Today he's in Jackson, Mississippi, mowing lawns. Tomorrow he'll be in Shreveport, Louisiana. Over the weekend in Little Rock, Arkansas. Next week in Oklahoma City, Dallas, Albuquerque, Denver, Salt Lake City. Bringing his message from now until the end of July, he's going to different cities around the country to, you can follow him on Twitter, at Rodney, let me see here, at I Am Rodney Smith. If you want to follow him, Baltimore, apparently he's going there. This is just cool. I just find this stuff. And I'd much rather talk about these sorts of things than some of the other crap that is in front of us from time to time. All right, so there he is. Hold a good thought for him. Time for some food news. Kroger in the news. This is a an outfit that's run by the Linder family, Chiquita Banana, et cetera, et cetera. So you have Circle K markets around the country. Kroger says it's going to get out of the Raleigh-Durham market. Well, sort of. They're going to shut down 14 stores next month. 8 of the stores we sold to Harris Teeter, which Kroger owns. So they're just transferring from one company they own to another one. Kroger has had Harris Teeter since 2014. What this does when I look at these sorts of things and the way they sort of play chess with the various companies, this is the fifth largest store chain in the country. And they the supermarket business is a fabulous cash business. And that's why you see as many families, like we have the latest, well, we have two or three family-owned businesses. There's a company called Wegmans.
I think Wegmans is, right?
Upstate New York, yeah, right. They have 160 stores. Most recent one opened up here. This is a great, I think.
I love Wegmans.
Oh, I think they're fabulous. Yeah, they really are.
But the interesting thing about this story, though, is that Kroger stores are... They're cheaper than Harris Teeter. So it's interesting that the Kroger stores didn't really catch on in the Raleigh-Durham area, but yet Harris Teeter, which is a more high-end...
There's so many of the low-end stuff, the Walmarts and those end, then you got to compete a different way. That's what it is, actually, Victoria. Also, from the Food News Department, here's the outgrowth of a study. Those of you who use kitchen towels and don't wash them, gross. Ugh. My God, you're going to get grossed out by this study. At the annual meeting for the American Society of Microbiology, finds that kitchen hand towels carry pathogens leading to food poisoning. How many of you wipe your hands on the towel and wipe your faces? I've done that plenty of times. Different
wipe
factors.
Wipe your face with their kitchen towel?
I mean, I might wipe off my lips or something if I'm tasting something.
Most people don't do that.
Well, listen, I'm not like most people. Thank heavens for that.
Yeah, we know.
Excuse me? There we know. Multiple factors contributing to an increase in bacteria on these towels. 100 different towels were collected. 49% of them had bad bacterial growth. Numbers increase when the factors, other factors are considered, including using the towels for other things. Research showed the risk of towels contaminated with bacteria like E. coli higher in humid towels, humid multi-purpose towels, non-vegetarian diet families. Wow. You know what? This just shows it's just more of the same kind of... We'll all get sick from something if you don't have a strong immune system. That's all this is. So you use the towels for the stat of the other thing. If you have a strong immune system, you're going to be fine. If you don't, you're going to get sick. There's stuff, there's garbage all over the place. Think about what you're breathing, never mind what you're touching. Like stuff in the air that we all breathe. Heavens, I'm surprised any of us are still alive.
When you consider, I know, right?
Well, right. I mean, everything is going to kill you. Yep, sooner or later, something out of that everything basket is going to kill you. So I get all worried about it. The FDA has been asked to designate leafy greens as high-risk food. U.S. Food and Drug Administration has been asked to use its power to require stronger record-keeping requirements. You know what? This is another one, peeing into the wind. Until you actually do something about these outfits and how they fertilize their plants and how they wash the produce, you're going to get nothing but the same. It will go on and on. E. coli, salmonella, bacteria that comes from not cleaning the food. And the longer it travels, the more likely you are to get sick, especially if it's in a sealed plastic bag or some kind of container. There are a lot of these. Remember last month it was romaine lettuce? All the people that got sick eating that stuff? Well, but these things have been reported for years. And years and years and years and years. So these people that have to justify their 501c3 existence, these consumer groups, as they call themselves, well, we're on your side, send us a donation. Bunk them. Use your
But I agree with them in this instance, because what they're saying is if the FDA classifies leafy greens as high risk for salmonella and E. coli and things like that, then there's an extra layer of paperwork and there's a trail that would have, and what their argument is, we would have found out sooner where that romaine lettuce came from that one farm in Arizona or wherever it came from.
Yeah.
And so I understand, I get what they're saying, that you can actually cut down. I mean, people died from that. It's crazy. We kind of, you know, I know you're always saying,
how many times do you have to tell these stories and not realize that you're buying stuff that is, it has no quality. By the time it gets to you, it has no value, no food value. It's like eating newspaper. So why do you even bother? That's really the bottom line here.
Why do we bother eating leafy greens?
Yeah, they come from these sources.
Well, we don't know what the sources are. That's what this group is saying.
Yes, you just hit the nail on the head.
But that's Right, but that's what that's why they want the FDA to label
people,
them as high risk, so that they have more of transparency of where they come
government.
From.
Government, use your common sense and go find locally grown.
But Doug, come on, I understand that, but not everyone can do that. Not everyone can do that, and you don't always know where stuff comes from. I go to Wegmans, I go to Whole Foods, I love shopping at those places, but you still don't know where the food is coming from. You can't just say that this is on us as consumers, this is our fault. It's not.
But
common sense is what? If the average American goes into a grocery store, they want to buy healthy food for their family. All of us want to be as healthy as we can. But then, and then what? So if there's no trail of where lettuce is coming from, how do you know where it's coming from? You don't. So
right,
it's just.
Don't buy it.
You're saying don't eat leafy greens that every doctor says you should eat.
I'm saying eat the leafy greens that are in the container that aren't boxed up, because every single problem comes from something that's sealed, wrapped, boxed up. Don't
buy this romaine case, but in this case, the whole heads of romaine lettuce, all of that was recalled.
Yeah,
so
but
it doesn't matter if you
container.
Buy it.
I mean, look at the frozen broccoli that's been recalled. Stop and Shop and other stores. This is packages of private brand frozen broccoli cuts. No illnesses were reported, but they found some because they checked. The government, at least, is checking these things because they know there's a problem with them. And they're not fixing the problem. They're just acknowledging there is a problem, so they test them every once in a while. Same thing
What's in the broccoli?
The broccoli has, it's the same with Listeria in this circumstance. Here's some cut melons that have salmonella in them. 60 people are sick. They're all cut up. This stuff was sold in Costco, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Walgreens, Whole
Foods.
That's
one thing I never do. I never buy pre-cut fruit or vegetables because you just don't, you can't trust who's actually cutting them up and how long it's
been sitting
there.
You're agreeing with me. It's the same
thing. On that instance, yes. But yes, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, don't buy that.
And now here's the other one. The latest, Tyson's Food, recalling about 3 tons of frozen chicken contaminated by blue and clear soft plastic. This isn't about salmonella.
It's not the chicken, it's the breading.
About how they're processing and making this stuff. Oy.
So if you're ordering at a cafeteria or a restaurant, you may want to skip the chicken fingers because that's, they're trying, oh no, it's for real, I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I know
they're
it
trying
is.
To figure out, you know, how to recall everything and get all that frozen, you know, they're the frozen breaded chicken breasts, not even chicken breasts, they're the chicken tenders. They're in school lunches and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Wake up, ladies and gentlemen. That's all. This is a wake-up call. Here's another one. Wow, waking up from a good night's rest. Congratulations to MyPillow for winning the world record when it came to the biggest pillow fight on record ever. Using MyPillows, this took place last month, apparently. Guinness has not a lot to do if they're looking for a big pillow fight. And so the folks at MyPillow staged this with all of their pillows. So that's another reason. You can watch the video of it at their website, MyPillow.com. Kind of fun. Father's Day is coming up, right? Father's Day is coming up. So what are you doing for your father? How about buy him a new pillow? Or maybe a new mattress? Something that tells him that you love him. All kinds of things. It'd be good gifts for your dad at MyPillow.com. Why don't you check them out? In the meantime, order some pillows for yourself, other people in the family, 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, usual 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Make sure you do that, and you'll love the results. MyPillow.com, save lots of dough with the promo code DJV.
Your love of your RV drove you to the Grand Canyon. And your love of the Grand Canyon drove you to the gift shop, where you overdid it just a little. Guess who's getting an I Heart the Grand Canyon t-shirt for their birthday? Everyone, for their next 6 birthdays. Luckily, your love of your RV also drove you to protect it with Progressive RV Insurance while wearing your new favorite shirt. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Anyone need a shirt?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Listening to the program right now who recognizes music from the movie Arachnophobia, which means fear of spiders and creepy crawly creatures, basically. Didn't the spiders take over the world in this movie, Chucker, if I remember correctly?
They did.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was a movie in 1990, Arachnophobia. That was that starred Jeff Daniels and John Goodman about killer spiders that invade a small town. Amblin Entertainment. I think the movie was released by Touchstone, the division of Disney.
Is it Amblin Spielberg Company?
Yeah. Yes, they announced they're going to remake this film.
Oh, good.
Now, why they would do a direct remake, I don't know. I mean, they could just make a killer spider movie and call it anything they want, but they're going to call it Arachnophobia. John Goodman was an exterminator. He was really good in that film. Jeff Daniels starred. I liked it. They actually marketed it with the term thrillomedy, half thriller, half comedy. It underperformed at the box office, but I thought it was an entertaining movie, and I loved the last 20 minutes of it. So
who stars as the big creepy crawly creature? Ralph the Super Spider? What's the name of it?
Yeah, some Super Spider.
And who's going to be playing those two roles? Those two guys coming back?
I don't know. It hasn't been casted. I have a feeling they're going to make it a little bit darker and a lot scarier than the original. But I did like the original film, which came out in the summer of 1990. And that's actually pretty good music. I like that music.
Oh, it's fabulous, Chucker. You can
Thank
find
you.
Some 10-year-old
to like
with you. Scare the hell out of him. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with more movie news, including a new thriller that I just saw the trailer for. I'll tell you about that in a moment with Chuck.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, Chucker, would you go see this movie, the story of two men blazing a trail for law and order? They came from the same mother and father, born in two different area codes, Godzilla and the Sundance Kid. This would be something you'd come up with.
Never heard of that one.
No, well, it's because it's a pigment of somebody's imagination. But with all the strange, silly things that are being made, this is conceivable they come up with something as silly as that.
It's Why not?
Silly. These movies are silly. All right, there's a trailer out for a new movie about, is it a remake of Dumbo or a new concept involving a character named Dumbo, an elephant? What's the story?
It's a live-action version of the Disney classic animated film. Tim Burton is the director.
So it's going to be weird.
Danny DeVito is in it.
He was in
two Tim Burton movies. He was in Big Fish, and he also played the Penguin in Batman Returns. I believe Michael Keaton is going to play the villain in Dumbo, although he's not in the trailer. It's a teaser trailer, but it's effective. I sort of liked it. Movie comes out next year.
All right, what other movie news have you got?
Ewan McGregor reportedly in talks to star in the sequel to The Shining over at Warner Brothers. He will play the older version of the kid in the original, Danny Torrance. And there was a still photo released by the studio and director Patty Jenkins, currently filming Wonder Woman 2. It's titled Wonder Woman 1984. And the photo was of Chris Pine, who played the character of Steve Trevor, who is killed off at the end of the original Wonder Woman. It appears he's coming back.
Of course,
I'm not surprised because I knew he signed a multi-picture deal, but creatively, I think it's a mistake. But we'll see how it plays out.
He survived the crash. Oh, he was very popular. They got a lot.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.